Yesterday we began with regarding the laws of Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, the laws of Chatzitza, and we touched upon some of the words which the Mechaber will elaborate a little bit more on today. He says as follows, Kol davar she'eno machpid alav eino chotzeitz. We said that if you have something which is on the small amount of one's hand, the minority of one's hand, and it's something which a person is not particular, that it's there, they don't really care, that's not considered to be a chatzitza, and therefore one can wash even though it's there. Hayadarko shel zel hakbid v'ze'eno darko hakbid. In the event that you have some people that are makbid and some people are not, so it depends. L'misha darko hakbid chotzeitz. L'misha eno darko hakbid eno chotzeitz. If you're someone, you're among those who are particular, then to you that same thing is a chatzitza, where to someone else it's not. Ketzad, where would we find such a scenario? For example, says the Mechaber, Hoy echad tzava v'hoy yodav tzvuos. A person is a dyer, and their hands are filled with all different colors of dye all over their hands. Ein hatzeva chotzeitz al yodav. Avol pi she'esh al yodav mamashos shel tzivonim. Doesn't make a difference, even though it's there. You see that it's there, but to them, that since they're involved in this activity, to them, the fact that they have small amounts on their hand, to them, they're not makbid that it's there. However, lo haya tzavo, if a person does not do this, is not their profession, im haya yadav tzvuos v'ish mamish atzev al yadav har zechotzei. It's the exact same mark, but the fact that you do not involve yourself in such work, to you, that would in fact be considered to be a chatzitza. And he says, "V'chein hanashim shedarken litzboa yedehem lenoi v'kiyotza b'zeh ein oso tseva chotitz," which we touched upon, that if a woman dyes, or in this case, let's say, paints their nails, at least for purposes of netilas yadayim, and which are more lenient than the laws of tefillah, going to a mikvah, that's not considered to be a chatzitza either. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses that it's not only the scenario of a person who is involved in dying, but other professions as well. For example, v'chein, imhu tabuch, a person is a butcher, v'yish dam al yadav, and as much as he tries to get some of the blood off his hand, there may be some remnants of blood upon his hands, enu chotzeitz. For that person, because that's his profession, that's not considered to be a chatzitza, and he can wash his hands, it's not a problem. Aval achar shehoya mamashos devarim elu al yadav chotzeitz, but the exact same amount of blood which would be on a person who does not have such a profession, that would be considered to be a chatzitza. And then the Ramah said, which is something which we also touched upon before, that in the event that a person has gildi makah she'al yadav, a person has a wound upon their hand, im enu makbid alav enu chotzin, it's not considered to be a chatzitza. And we said specifically in the event that a person has some type of a bandage, and that by removing that bandage, it's going to cause that person sar, it's going to cause that person pain, so therefore it's not necessary for that person to remove that bandage, is not considered to be a chatzitza. The next few minutes I want to talk about the next halacha, which we're going to be talked about a little bit, but it's worthwhile going through a little more detail with regard to removing rings before washing one's hands for suda. Sarach l'haser ha-tabas, the Mechaber says one needs to remove a ring mi'al yado, which is in your hand, on your fingers, b'shas netilas yadayim, the time before you wash. And the Ramah says, "Vafil enu makbid ala b'shas netil." Even if you're not really makbid that it's there, it doesn't really bother you. Hoel umakbid ala b'shas ha'osa malacha shlo yitafnu. That sometimes you will, in fact, remove it before you're engaged in different activities of working, and therefore that, in fact, is considered to be a chatzitz, and therefore it's necessary to remove that ring. The Mishnah Berurah says, which we said also, the Aruch Shulchan holds this way, that dafke isha shedark ala hakbid lahaser hatab. Let's say they're involved about they're involved with the dough and they're kneading it. So in order to not to ruin their jewelry, their ring, they'll remove the ring. So if that is what they're accustomed to do, then in fact that ring is constitutes as a chatzitza. It's considered a chatzitza, and therefore must be removed before they're involved in washing their hands. She'aim darkul hakvidul haser b'shas malacha. Let's say you have a person that does not even remove this ring when they're involved in such manual labor. Ki'ain darkul alush, or let's say a man, it's not his way to knead, or he doesn't do anything whichever causes him to remove that ring. Ein sarchul haser oso b'shas atila. It's not necessary for that ring to be removed at the time of washing. And the Pisgei Chubos continues along these lines and says, "V'yesh hakosnin shibus manenu," that there are those that write that nowadays ein derech anashim lohorid hatabas aflo b'shas lisha, that women generally do not take off their rings as much as maybe they used to, even at the time when they're involved in kneading. L'chein im yodas ba'atzma. Therefore, if a woman knows herself shehi achein, that this is the case, that she doesn't really remove her rings for any purpose. Ein marida hatabas b'shas lisha enu chayavas l'horid hatabas l'tilis yodeha. There's no need for her to have to remove her ring before washing one's hands. It's not considered to be a chetzitza. V'ach lo tabas sheish aleha even tova, ki gam bezeh in hanashim akpidos laharid b'shas lisha. Even nicer jewelry, which some women still are not particular about, which means they'll still keep it on no matter what they're doing. Ach tafkid litul yadeha b'shichas revis b'vas achas al kol Yad. He says that a person should still be very careful that they should pour a significant amount of water upon the hand. Now he brings down over here that even though it's true that one does not have to remove the ring if in fact they never do under any circumstances, he says nonetheless there are many women, harbi noshim she'enu somchus al haterim, that they don't rely on this heter of allowing their rings to stay upon their fingers at the time of the tilas yadayim, but hagus kifshutos divrei ha-shulchan aruch, and they hold like the simple words of the mechaber and the poskim, and they remove their rings constantly, and the only time they remove their rings before the tilas yadayim. So it's interesting, they really don't have to remove their rings because they never would remove them anyway, but their machmir, they go strict and they remove their rings before the tilas yadayim. So since now, interestingly enough, you establish that type of a habit that you do remove your rings at least for before the tilas yadayim, kivanda no hagus kane efshir she'im lo yoridu yibeged chatzitza. Now, since that's what you're normally accustomed to do, now you must remove them because that's what you've always been doing, and therefore that's considered to be a chatzitza. Last point the Pisgei Chubos makes says, what happens if you have a woman that generally does remove her rings, and therefore it would constitute a chatzitza if she should take it off? However, in this particular situation, she's in a place that shematishka chatabas, maybe it's going to get lost. Oh, yignavu, if she takes it off, she's concerned it may get stolen. So she really wants to wash, but on the other hand, she doesn't want to remove it from her fingers. So he gives an eitzah. He says, Yeshla takana shetishvach mayim al yada. You should pour the water on your hand. Pamachas revias v'yosa. You should put a significant amount of water on your hand the one time. Biachar kach, and afterwards, what she should do is tamshach ma'ata tabas memakam moshavah v'titl shuv hayad. That she should move the ring, which was on one part of her hand, and move it a little bit on her hand, so that the part which was covered by the ring is now exposed. Then she can wash a second time, and this would be considered halakhically fine, and it's not an issue whatsoever.